If it were easy and it were not painful, you would have changed a long time ago. Tell the person beside you, no pain, no gain. Come on, tell the person on the other side, no pain, no gain.
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio. My name is Joshua Hollick, your host. I'm here with Pastor Mark Jobe, senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. We're in a series called All In, and today's message is called Shape Me, I Want to Grow. And Pastor Mark, you're going to be talking to us about Jesus' statement in Matthew 4, where he said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And pointing out in this message that there's something that we are being created into when we say yes to Jesus, when we say yes to follow him. What an exciting thought.
Yeah, Jesus doesn't just come to our lives, but he transforms who we are. That's why the Bible talks about us being born again, new creations. He changes us from the inside out. So what does it really mean to be changed? And how do you know that you are being changed? So we're going to look at what are the signs and qualities of those that are being changed? And just to give you a sneak preview, people that are changing, they're eager, not just open. They are givers, not just takers. And they are movers, not just maintainers. We're going to break that down. This will be a powerful message for those of you that are asking yourself, am I growing and changing?
If you'd like to hear more on this series or any of our series at Straight Talk, go to our website, www.PastorMarkJobe.com. Pastor Mark Jobe, that's JOBE.com, and download our free Straight Talk app. Almost 4,000 people have already done it, are participating and listening daily, reading the Bible, tons of resources there to help you grow. And it's a great way to share these messages with friends. It's a great way to revisit them and to go deeper in your faith. And our prayer here at Straight Talk is that this program and this app would help you develop in ways you've never developed before. This is your year. This is your time. God wants to shape you. Let's get into today's message. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18.
I was reminded what it means to be all in this past week. I happened to be at I happened to be at the gym working out and with my son, and I saw this man walk in with a trainer to the gym, and I noticed that he was limping, and I could tell that he had either been paralyzed on half of his body or suffered an accident. I thought of my friend Pastor Kevin Bursema, who had a severe head injury and was experiencing some of the same kind of paralysis and toning in his body. And I know that Kevin had been through a lot of pain trying to go through therapy and working out. And I saw this man, looked like he was in his early 60s, get on a machine, and I could see there was pain in his face, but he just was working out and pulling, and his trainer was kind of helping him. But I thought, wow, that guy inspires me. He has a disability. He's had an injury. He's probably had a stroke, yet he inspires me. So I walked over to him and I said, "Sir, I just want you to know that you inspire me. I look at you and you're overcoming a challenge. And I just want to say, boy, it makes me want to work out more seeing the pain that you're going through." And he said, "Thank you so much." His trainer that was with him told me, "This guy's quite a guy." I said, "Was it an accident? Was it a stroke?" And he told me that he was actually skydiving 2 years ago. His name is Kurt. He had been a special force ops for 18 years, military, done over 2,000 jumps out of an airplane. And this day he happened to jump out like he had jumped so many times before, and the parachute snapped and it malfunctioned and snapped his head. And so as he was coming down 150 miles an hour out of this airplane, he felt his body go limp. His spinal cord was damaged, and he floated down in his parachute circling over some water, thinking if I fall in that water, I'm dead because I can't move my arms, I can't move my legs, my body's not responding. He landed half unconscious. When they brought him to, they weren't sure he was going to survive, and they realized they took him to the hospital as a paraplegic, unable to move any limb in his body. The doctor said, chances are you'll never walk again, never be able to move. He's an active pilot, parachute jumper, private investigator, consultant for the military. And he determined, no, I'm going to fight through. I'm going to do everything that I can that's in my power to be able to walk again. So to the amazement of the doctors, with all he could muster inside of him, he went to therapy. He did everything that he could. 2 years later, this man is walking. Oh, yeah, with a limp. Yeah, not like he used to be before, but walking. And his trainer told me, by the way, just this last July, he jumped out of an airplane again. And I thought to myself, this guy is all in. And he said to the, you can look him up online, and he said to the reporter, after 18 years in the special ops, we don't think of anything less than mission accomplished. And I thought to myself, we as believers in Jesus Christ need to have that same sort of attitude when it comes to our spiritual growth. We want to be all in. And go through the pain of experiencing difficulty as we grow. How many of you know that growth is painful? If it were easy and it were not painful, you would have changed a long time ago. Tell the person beside you, no pain, no gain. Come on, tell the person on the other side, no pain, no gain. If you've ever been to a gym, you've heard that expression, no pain, no gain, because as you wrestle through a workout and your body says, let's quit, every trainer knows you have to go through the pain in order to experience gain in your life. And so today I want to talk to you exactly about that. I want to talk to you about the title of this message is Shape Me, I Want to Grow. Last week we looked at Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Where Jesus says to a couple of fishermen, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He challenged them to be all in following him. If you're new to this church, I just want to tell you that our goal here is not to make you more religious. Our goal is not to have you join a denomination. Our goal is to make you a fully devoted, fruitful follower of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. In fact, I want you to follow him in such a way that it changes the way you talk, the way you think, the way you marry, the way you date, the way you raise your kids, how you go about your work. I'm not trying to just make you more religious on an hour and a half on Sunday morning. I want it to affect your life in such a way that it goes way beyond religion, but this is a relationship with the living God, and you can say, I'm truly a follower of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. Amen? Jesus says, I will make you. You know, it's one thing to start. It's another thing to finish. It's one thing to say, I'm going to follow you, Jesus. It's another thing to grow as a follower of Jesus. And I run into a lot of individuals that have made a decision to follow Christ, but seem to have gotten stuck at the starting line. They say, yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. And it seems like it's the last time they made any important decision in following him. And so 5 years later, they seem like they're stuck at the same place they were when they said, yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. And I'm convinced that Jesus wants us to start, but he also wants us to progress, change, be shaped and molded into a follower of his. I love what Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8 says. Yet you, Lord, are our Father, and we are the clay. You are the potter, and we are the work of your hands. Isaiah the prophet, He compares us to a lump of clay. If you've ever seen a potter with the old-fashioned pottery where they kind of pedal it and the pottery spins around and the clay is still wet, they shape the clay. And the image that Isaiah has is God the Father taking a lump of clay like us and shaping it and molding it to the image that he wants. That's called spiritual growth. I love the phrase that says, I'm still under construction. How many of you feel like you're still under construction? Someone says, hey, and you call yourself a Christian? Yeah, I'm not finished yet, though. God is still perfecting me. I'm still under construction. I haven't arrived to the final product. Wait till I get to the final product, but I'm still under construction. And so I heard of a legend. I don't know if this is true or not, but Michelangelo, the great sculptor and painter during the that did the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican, it is said of him that someone, after he completed one of his most famous statues called the Statue of David, which is housed in a museum in Florence, Italy right now. I've seen a replica, not the real thing. But someone asked him, how did you create the David? And it's said that he said, you just chip away at the stone that doesn't look like David. I like that. Here's a big stone. And he's just chipping away at everything that doesn't look like David. And I believe today, some of you have made a decision to follow Jesus Christ. But you don't look anything like Jesus. And I'm not talking about long hair and a beard. Or flowing robes and a sandal. I'm talking about your character. And you say, well, I am so far from what Jesus is like, but yet part of growth is that the Holy Spirit starts chipping away at those characteristics that don't look like Jesus, chipping away at the flesh, at the selfishness, at the egotism, at the garbage in your life, so that he's starting to eliminate all that stuff and starting to form in you what it looks like to be a follower of Jesus. And you say, well, Pastor, I didn't know I was supposed to look like Jesus or act like Jesus. Well, that's actually what it means to be a Christian.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, Shape Me, I Want to Grow. It's from our series called All In. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 18. Our message is called, Shape Me, I Want to Grow.
The early church were called Christians, and Christian means little Christ. In other words, what God is trying to do is form in you a little Christ. Listen to what Jesus has to say. He says in Luke chapter 6, verse 40, everyone who's fully trained will be like their teacher. In other words, will be like Jesus, who's our teacher. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, he says, everyone who abides in him must walk as he walked. In John 14, 12, it says, whoever believes in him will do the works that he did. In other words, our goal is really to be formed and growing so that we actually start to look and act like Jesus, our Messiah and our Savior. So I want you to take your Bibles today and I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 5. We'll be looking at verses 11 through 14. Of Hebrews chapter 5. I want to talk to you about people that change and grow. What does it mean to change and to grow? Not just to start, not just to make a decision, but really to change and to grow. I believe a person cannot change without growing. A person can change without growing, but cannot grow without changing. Growth that brings about change is usually difficult and challenging in our lives. And as we look at this passage, I discover four qualities or characteristics of those people that really grow. Let me read for you Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 through 14 out of the New International Version. It says, we have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. If you're taking notes today, I want you to jot this down. Number one quality of those people that change is that they are eager, not just open, for change. They are eager, not just open. Look what the writer of the Hebrews says in the first verse. Listed in verse 11. He says, "We have much to say about this, but it's too hard to explain because you're slow to learn." What the writer of Hebrews is saying to these believers is, we have a lot to teach you. There's so much that we want you to grow, but it's really hard to explain these things to you because you're slow to learn. Now, I would be a little bit insulted if someone said to me, "You know what, I'm trying to explain this, but you're a little slow." Now, he was not telling them that they were slow mentally. He was not saying that they didn't have the intellectual or IQ capacity to learn. What he was telling them is that literally the word slow is dull, that they had become dull of hearing. There's something that they had become sluggish of hearing. The implication is that they were earnest and zealous at one time to grow. They were hungry. They wanted to grow. Teach me. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to read. I want to grasp everything I can. Give me more because I'll swallow it. Give me homework because I'll do it. Give me a book because I'll read it. Give me a challenge because I'll embrace it. I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to go forward. I don't want to be the same. I want to do everything that's in my power to grow. There's an earnestness, a zeal, a desire to move forward. He said, "You used to be that way. I remember when you had that hunger, when you came notepad in hand, ready to take every note down. When you read the word and said, 'God, speak to me.' When you got up early and memorized passages and read the passages of the word of God, where you couldn't get enough, where you had a hunger, a drive to move forward in your walk. But something has changed. You've become sluggish. You're in maintenance mode. You're not eager to learn anymore. You zone out when the teaching is happening. You're not zealously taking notes to review and say, 'What can I learn? What is God teaching me?' You become slow, disengaged, unmotivated in your learning." And the writer of the Hebrews is challenging a group of people and telling them, "You're not growing because you've lost your zeal to grow." I believe that motivation is the spark that lights the fire of knowledge and fuels the engine of accomplishment. You have to be motivated to see something happen. How many of you know that? How many of you know that if you're motivated, you go to school, you bring your books, you're taking notes, you're doing the homework, but if you're unmotivated, you ask, "What is the least I have to do to pass this class?" Come on, I'm talking to someone here. If you're unmotivated at your job, you're not asking, "Hey, what can I do to accomplish this better? Give me more. I want to progress. I want to advance in my job. I want to work long hours. Come in here early. I want to learn. Ask questions." When you're unmotivated, you just say, "Give me the minimal. I just want to put in my 8 hours. I don't want overtime. I don't want more responsibility. I don't want to grow. When the boss is looking, I'm going to take a break and smoke my cigarette. But I don't really want to do much of anything because retirement is a year away and I just want to finish out okay." If you're going to grow, you have to have a hunger, a zeal, a motivation to grow. And I believe that It is God's desire for every believer to be formed in the image of Jesus Christ, to be shaped. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 says, "For those who God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." God knew you before you were born. He predestined you to be like Jesus. God knew that one day you would say yes to him. God knew that one day you would be sitting in a chair at New Life Community Church on 51st and Keeler. And God has, he knew you and predestined you so that you would be shaped or formed into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit looks at you and me and says, "Man, what a lump of clay I got." The Holy Spirit is hovering over you saying, "How do I form them into Jesus? How do I convict them about their selfishness? How do I put in them a heart that loves people more? How do I get rid of these habits that they're engaging in that are nothing like Jesus?" The Holy Spirit is God's tool to begin to shape you and mold you into the image of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. And if you're a believer, he's at work in your life even now. I know that when I preach the word, if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, if you're a believer, that the Holy Spirit is activated by the power of the word. And that he uses the word and speaks to you and convicts you. If you're not a believer here, you may feel the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit speaking to you about drawing you to Christ. You can be convicted of sin even if you're not a believer. But if you are a believer, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you and he guides you and he prompts you and he says, "This is not who you are. You are a son of the living God. Now, give glory to the Father. Worship him." He prompts you. He leads you. He guides you. He convicts you. He shapes you. He molds you. He's with you 24 hours a day. You may call it your conscience, but if you're a believer, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit, convicting you, changing you, molding you, shaping you by his power. His ultimate goal, to make you like Jesus. So if you're here today and you say, "Pastor, you know, I used to be a young Christian. I'm grown. I know the word. I know the Bible. I know my salvation. I know the songs. I have my devotions. I think I've arrived." Oh, have you? Because unless you look just like Jesus, walk just like Jesus, have the heart of Jesus, have the attitude of Jesus, and live in perfect obedience to the Father, then my friend, my sister, my brother, you have not arrived. We got a long way to go still. And so he says you become sluggish in your learning. I love the way what Max Lucado says. He says, "God loves you just the way you are, but he refuses to leave you that way. He wants you to be like Jesus." I hope you understand that, because we say that often. God loves you just the way you are. Come to him the way you are. But I hope you don't misunderstand that when we say God loves you just the way you are, it doesn't mean that God wants to leave you the way you are. You can come to Christ, if you are not a follower of his today, without going through any class, without going through any improvement program. You can come just exactly the way you are now. You may have partied 24 hours straight, slept with 5 prostitutes, and come with still some cocaine in your system. And you come to this place and say, "I want to give my life to Jesus." I'd prefer if you weren't high if you did that, just so you understand what you're doing. But you could come and say, "I want to give my life to Jesus." And I don't say, "Well, you got to go to rehab before you come to Christ. You have to clean up your act before you come to Christ. Go ask forgiveness of people." No, I say you can come to Jesus just exactly the way you are. But listen to me. But you can't leave being just the way you were. Because coming to Christ means that you surrender who you were and say, "Now I choose to repent, turn around, and follow a new way of living." Come the way you are, but you can't leave the way you were. Are we clear on that? That's what it means to follow Jesus.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe and his message called Shape Me, I Want to Grow, which is from his series called All In. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.